It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be out in this neck of the woods, Portmarnock, on a sunny day, there is nowhere like it. And the White Sands Hotel, you can sit outside if it's a sunny day. The view over North Dublin Bay is spectacular. And the Oasis Bar, which is just below our studio here, is it's a great bar, it's a great atmosphere and has amazing food. So do please pop along and say hello to all of the staff in the White Sands Hotel as our way of just thanking them for being so good to us over the last couple of years that we've been doing this Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Remember when you were a teenager? Chances are you had a part-time job working in the local pub collecting glasses or working in the local supermarket packing shelves. Having a part-time job while still at school was something we all did. But it's different now. Teenagers nowadays are lazy, they don't want part-time jobs, they've no idea what a hard day's work is, and it's their parents who are to blame. Well, these are the harsh words that a lady called Olivia posted to our Facebook page with a big rant. And I want you to have a listen to us, to it, because this is what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter. Lads, did you both have jobs when you were in school? I did. I worked part-time in a coffee shop and my brother had a paper round. I found out yesterday, to my disgust, that my daughter is the only person in her fifth year class who has a part-time job. She works part-time in a shop. Not one of them has a part-time job. They live off their parents. My daughter told me that they don't want jobs and are happy to bum around. A generation of lazy children who want everything handed to them. That's Olivia's rant. So Olivia's first question, and that is, lads, did you have part-time jobs when you were in school? Did you have a part-time job when you were in school?
One twenty-five. That's what I got in error. My first.
Oh, really?
Right. Now, this wasn't euro. This was, what was that money called before? Pounds.
The punt, yeah.
£1.25. I was a table clearer. Not even a waiter in a restaurant. So I just, my job was to clear the tables. Now I ended up doing every job there and I got a great job out of it. But my first job, and it wasn't that my parents said, go out and get a job. It wasn't anything that I wanted my independence, and I'd be doing the same to my kids. I'd be making sure that as soon as they can work, that they will be working, whether it's a lounge boy or a lounge girl in a pub or whether it's working in a coffee shop. I think it's disgusting. And in fact, when we put this up on Facebook earlier on today to say that we were going to be talking about it, the amount of comments saying my kids won't be working in shops and stuff like that. Did you see the one coming from that Aegis? My sons won't be packing shelves. I didn't raise them to pack shelves.
When I think back to when I was younger, some of the jobs that I had, I worked in the Killiney Court Hotel as a lounge boy.
Loved
that. I was only 14.
Of course, you were around drink.
Yeah, it was 3 and 4 in the morning.
Your ideal job, yeah.
But then another job that I did was actually in Penny's in Dunleary. And that was a horrible job because all it was just tacking labels onto clothes. And I hated that because it was repetitive, it was tedious, it was boring. Why would you want a teenager to have to do a repetitive, tedious, boring job?
You see, I think when parents, no teenager is going to take a job or go out and work a job if they're being paid by the parents all the time. Would you agree?
Yeah, well, why do you need to?
The bank. No, and by the way, if you think that there's no such thing as the bank and mammy and daddy, oh boy, God, there is such a thing as the bank of mammy and daddy.
Okay, but if you can afford for your children not to work, why would you make them go out and work? At 16, like that, 15, like 16, that 17.
Like that fellow who commented on Facebook half an hour ago.
Why would you?
To teach your children how to work. How to work.
They know how to work.
They don't know how to. Should have never had a job.
All right.
Did your kids work when they were...
Yeah, they did. Both of them did, yeah.
Why? No, I'd say in your case, because you were too stingy to pay for them.
No, because they wanted to.
And what's their work ethic like now?
No, they're very good. They're both brilliant, actually, yeah. All right, but that's what we want to talk about. And our number is 085 825 2626. That's 085 825 2626. We want to talk about kids and work. Kids and whether or not 15 and 16 and 17-year-olds should be out working, or is it mammy and daddy's duty to look after them? Let me go to line one. Tom, you're on Opinions Matter. Tom, how are you? What do you think? Do you think kids should be out working?
Of course. And with their finished school, they should have an afternoon job and be out there for the evening doing bits and pieces. And that encourages them to get a good job when they leave school. And they're used to working and all that. If you feed them like that, and when they leave school, they don't want to work, because they're used to being on the scratch, and they'd like to live. That's why they're living all their life on the scratch.
Now, you know what I mean? Okay, but a lot of parents will argue that, you know, they've their studies to concentrate on, which they do, let's be honest. And, you know, if they're out working, it's not fair. It's putting extra pressure on them. And sure, I have a few, Bob. Sure, I'll just give them the money so they can enjoy themselves.
They can get work the weekends and the whole lot, keep their own pocket money. And they get used to working as well. But you look at this 20,000 people on the dole now, and most of them are young people. And there's the Tala Hospital can't get staff or nothing because they're too lazy to work. They can't get a job. There's plenty of work. They won't go out and look for it.
But why should they? They do have a job in terms of being students. That's their basic job. They're getting their education. Surely it's better for them to concentrate on their education rather than out working.
Well, hold on there now for a minute. I have 5 daughters and 3 sons, and they all went through top education. My eldest daughter is head of retail at the Dublin Airport, and that girl worked every weekend. And so did the rest of them.
Okay, let me read a message that's just come into us from Steve, and it says, I would never expect my lads to work in some horrible little shop or restaurant. It is my job as a parent to support them, and they are better than low-paid, low-standard work. They will work in a good job when they are ready to, and until then, I am here to support them, says Steve. Let's try and get Steve on the air there, so I'd like to talk to him. What would you say to a message like that?
That's what I'm saying, Adrian. He's hand-feeding them, and then they wind up on drugs or something else because they have too much time on their hands. That man's living in Cloud 10.
Another message says, I was out working since the age of 14, even though I was still at school. I had no childhood.
Every young lad has a childhood.
No, but obviously this person felt he missed out on his teenage years, or she missed out on her teenage years.
No, they don't miss out on their teenage years, because if they're in a house all day studying, they're missing out on their teenage years. If they're out the weekends doing a bit of part-time work for themselves and making a few bob and not living out of their purse, their mother's purse or their father's back pocket, they're far better off, and they're getting better educated because they're out meeting people and they're serving people and they're getting a few pounds. And they know how to look up to meet, like, the public and address the public. You understand me?
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Here's another message. We'll try and get this person on as well. My daughter will be going into fifth year, where she will be taking 7 honour subjects. She will be studying to get a good place in college. And when she has some spare time in the weekends, she will get some downtime to see her friends. She will learn her work ethic through study, and then we'll get a better job when she leaves school, says Niamh. Hiya, Gina.
Hiya, Adrian.
Now, Gina, you're saying that your young one is mad to work.
She's going mad for a weekend job, yeah, for a part-time job. She's 16 years of age, and everywhere she goes, even your local shop now, you need to be 18.
You need to be 18?
You need to be 18 to walk in your local shop because you're selling cigarettes.
Ah, right. Really? Is that a thing? I never knew that was a thing.
Yes, yeah, I didn't know that myself. And either she's too young because she's not 18, and that's 99% of the place she applies, or the usual, she can't get a job without experience.
Now, I'm just being told in my ear here, I know shops that do have under-18s working for them, but they must be working on the tails.
I asked my local spare shop, and they said no, they can't because they're handling cigarettes. Handle cigarettes.
Oh, I never knew that was a thing, but no, it stands to logical reason, I suppose. So, okay, so she's dying to work, but there's nowhere we'll hire her.
There's nowhere, has no experience, or she's under 18. And she has sent off about 50 CVs all coming up to the Christmas. She was sure she'd get a bit of work coming up to the Christmas because everybody would be hiring, and no. Too young.
Now, I do know, for example, that you, I was saying that when I was 14, I was working in a hotel near my house as a lounge boy. And I do know that at 14, you can't do jobs like that now. I think you have to be over 16 to work in a bar. And that's only until 8 o'clock in the evening, I think. If I'm not mistaken, that is the law. It was a little bit different when I was younger. I used to work at weekends until 3 and 4 in the morning. At 14 and 15, and I know that's not allowed now. Steve, I read out your text a couple of minutes ago, and I'll read it again. I would never expect my lads to work in some dirty little shop or restaurant. It is my job as a parent to support them, and they are better than low-paid, low-standard work. They will work in a good job when they are ready to, and until then, I'm here to support them.
Yeah, I'll stand by every word, Adrian. Stand by every word of that text. I've got two boys who are having a private education. One boy is currently in college as we speak. I'm paying for his college fees. There's no way in hell I expect either of my boys to work in a menial job, stacking shelves or. Basically, I'd see that as a humiliation for them, Adrian, working in that type of job.
As a humiliation for them?
Humiliation, yeah. I mean, I've got a few, Bob. I mean, they don't need to work, first of all.
And that's great. But Steve, I can honestly. Did you work when you were a teenager?
I worked with my dad for a while. Yeah, work experience with my dad. But I never did anything that I would consider to be beneath me, Adrian. I mean, these jobs.
Okay, well, hang on for 1 second. I've already explained. When I was a young fella, I worked in a local hotel. I did. I was a lounge boy, taking orders and collecting glasses and all of that. I loved it.
Well, I mean, horses for courses, whatever works for you, Adrian. I mean, that wouldn't work for me, collecting glasses off a bunch of drunks. I mean, there's no way I'd have my kids in that situation.
I have to say, your attitude, Steve, is deeply offensive to people who work in any one of those types of jobs.
Well, Adrian, basically, I've got high standards for my boys. That's why they're having a private education. There's no way I'm going to fly in the face of that boy. I say, listen, so
do they not need to know? Do they not need to learn? Because I can be honest with you, I learned an awful lot in those couple of years working in a hotel, just about life and about working and about earning your own money.
Adrian, I'd much rather see my boy's nose stuck in a book studying over the weekend than in some bloody crappy shop in the corner selling cigarettes.
I'm being told that you can't serve behind a counter that's selling cigarettes. But I didn't realise that. But you're saying your lads prefer them studying than working full stop.
I want my boys, Agent, whatever free time they have, I want them to be studying. I want them to get good grades. I want them to be professional people in their work life. I don't want them stacking shelves. Also, Agent, you've got to realise there is peer pressure from their mates. I mean, if one of my boys was in some shop stacking shelves or sweeping the floor, their mates are going to come in to buy something and they're going to get laughed at. So, I mean, financially, they don't need to do it. I don't believe a good parent should make their kids work anyway. I mean, if you can afford...
You don't think a good parent should make their kids work? What if a teenager wants to work? Wants to have their own independence instead of asking for money off mammy and daddy?
If Adrian is chosen, if it's a chosen work experience situation, a situation which will better them in the long run, in a proper environment, not stacking shelves, then I might agree to that. If I've handpicked a work experience for them, I might agree to that for a week or two during the summertime. But apart from that, I mean, my boys come down to my workplace anyway. I run a business. They help me out in the summertime anyway. But I mean, there's no way I would have them working in a menial job, being humiliated and get laughed at by their mates.
So who gets laughed at?
If they're really sweeping the floor, Agent, sweeping the floor, stacking shelves. I mean, you know, we all know what type of people do that kind of work. You know, They're mostly thick
okay,
people.
Okay, so what would you say to this message from Martin? And he says, both my kids have been working at McDonald's since they were 16. Both stayed in school for all exams. Now my son is signing up for the guards. Daughter doing her leaving cert this year. While they were attending school, they couldn't work after 9:30 p.m. But they both worked from the age of 16 in their local McDonald's.
Well, I class him, Adrian, as a bad parent. He's happy to see his child, you know, wearing that ridiculous McDonald's outfit, flipping burgers, dealing with drunk people coming in and all kinds of people shouting at them. That to me, is a terrible. That's terrible parenting. You shouldn't have you shouldn't force your kids to be in that situation. You should pay for your kids through college and through school, and that's it.
And you don't believe, then, that children and teenagers learn from working?
I think they learn a lot more by studying, Adrian. I think that a boy or girl during a teen should be studying at the weekend. Any free time they have, they should be studying.
Okay,
not,
do
not,
me a favour,
Steve. Not sweeping floors.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Steve. I'll come back to you in a moment.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today. Recruit.ie.
You're listening to the Opinions Matter podcast, recorded at our studio in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. This conversation is all to do with a message that we got from a lady called Olivia. And she's basically highlighting that her daughter is the only one in fifth class in her school who has a part-time job. And she can't get her head around how this is allowed to happen. One of the arguments is that education needs to come first, and your children at that age, especially if you can afford to pay for their daily lives, education is more important. And in fact, Steve, that's the point that you've been making, that education needs to come first.
Absolutely, Adrian. Especially when I'm paying for a private education, I'm paying through the nose for this for my boy's education. So I mean, there's no way in hell I want to spend any free time they have working in a menial job. And also,
Steve, I really appreciate if you didn't refer to jobs as menial jobs. A job is a job, okay? And it's very disrespectful to people in various jobs to describe them as menial. I mean,
I'm sorry about that, Adrian. That's tough. That's how I see it. I'm afraid.
Steve, I worked in one of those menial jobs, as you call them. I turned out all right.
Your parents shouldn't have had you there. As I already said, in a bar collecting glasses from drunks at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But I enjoyed it, and I earned.
Whether you enjoyed it or not is irrelevant. It was irresponsible of your parents to put you in that scenario. In my opinion, it was irresponsible. You should have been studying.
It was actually my dad that got me the job.
Well, Adrian, I mean, that's neither here nor there. That was a different generation. But this current crop of generation, I mean, these days, Adrian, education is everything. That woman is correct, who said that a minute ago. Education is everything.
Peter, your son has a part-time job in a hotel.
Yeah, he was doing work experience and in Edenderry and that, and where he couldn't get any more work in there just for his TY and that. So I said to him, why don't you go down to the hotel there and ask Mo and that and see. So he was doing work down there and they were impressed by his work ethic, and he just kept his head down and very pleasant and young lad. He's only 16. He's a big lump of a lad. And he said he wanted to have a summer job, but not lazing around the house. But he's doing well in his studies.
Does he work outside of the summertime?
Well, he's after getting the job there. I said if he has projects or stuff to do, his schoolwork will come first. They said that's okay. But he said anytime he's free, they started paying him then and giving him money because they were that impressed the way he was carrying himself and working that there was even one night he rang, do you mind if we keep Matthew on an extra couple of hours? He will be paid. He won't be working for nothing. Mm-hmm. And we want to, if he wants to work, and we'll even drop him home at 12 o'clock.
Is there a risk, Peter, and this is what I want to ask you, because some people believe this, that if you're working as a teenager, there is a risk that you get used to earning money and you want to earn more money, and therefore you lose your concentration on your schoolwork.
Well, the only thing I can say is I did well in school. My father, I asked him because he was a butcher. He worked in explosives. He's a block layer, a plasterer, them jobs. And I asked him on weekends, can I come and do some work with you? And the only thing I'll say is he learned me about hard graft, having pride in your job, how to work with tools. That when I built my own house, I saved a lot of money because I was able to do a lot of the work myself.
So you learned a work ethic, basically.
Yes.
And, okay, Steve, what about that? Your kids aren't learning a work ethic.
Well, I think they are learning study is everything, Adrian. That's what they're learning. That's far more important than being a plasterer or a bricklayer, in my opinion. I mean, that bloke is on a line there. You'll find country people have got lower expectations for their kids anyway. That's been my experience. What are you laughing about? That's been my experience, mate. Country people are a bit backward, okay, and they've got lower expectations of their kids. Yeah. I want my kids to be high flyers, mate. High flyers. Dealing and mixing with professional people. I make no apologies for that.
Nine honor sunshine.
But
okay.
I don't give a shit.
Steve, I want to talk to you about
don't diss my kids because I haven't dissed your kids. I agree. You want to talk to me in the line? That's fair enough.
Steve,
low expectations, mate. Low expectations. Typical country person.
Typical
country person.
Okay, relax there for a second, Steve. I know from talking to you before that you run your own company.
That's right.
You're very particular about the staff you hire. You obviously want people working for you that have a good, strong, healthy work ethic. Agreed?
Yeah, that's correct.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay. People who, will go the extra mile for, will put in the extra bit of elbow grease into their job and everything else. Right. Now, is that not something that you can learn from a young age?
I think, as I said, I can, at the risk of repeating myself, for my own boys, I want my boys to spend any downtime they have in studying, because that will lead to a better class of life for them, a better mixture of people. I don't want my kids learning plastering and bricklaying and road sweeping in their downtime. I want them to be studied, to be better in themselves. Understand,
Mr. Sunshine, I have my own company and I have 30 lads employed. So what are you talking about?
Well, listen, mate. I'm just in my experience going back many years, mate. Country people have lower expectations of their kids. I can't speak about your specific situation. I'm talking about my own boys here.
But again, Steve, where are your children? You don't study work ethic. You don't learn that in school.
I work 6-7 days a week. They see their old man's work ethic. So, I mean, they're learning that from me anyway, right? I would be classed as a workaholic, actually. I find it very hard to put down tools at the end of the day. But 6-7 days a week, they watch me. So there's no problem about them learning a work ethic. They don't have to be stacking shelves in the local supermarket to learn a work ethic.
Martin, why are you so angry?
Just the way Steve carries on there, talking about, other people's kids and all that. So my kids are working since they're 16. They chose it themselves. Though they still went to school, done their studies, everything was done, They could work till 9:30 at night. That's the times they were allowed to work till. But, they didn't want to depend on me. They wanted their own few bob.
And, like I said, when I was a young fella, I was the same. I liked having my own few bob. I didn't earn a small fortune, but it was more than the pocket money I might have got. I was able to do my own thing, buy my own stuff. But there is the risk, Martin, and this is something that the message that we got a while ago said, that there is the risk that you like the money too much and you start not concentrating on your schoolwork as much because you want to earn the money.
No, well, we didn't see that as parents. We made sure that everything was done. You're only allowed to work till 9:30. When there was exams involved, they weren't allowed to work. So it was more or less weekend work. So every time, they were called into work, their exams were on, they would refuse to go in. And they've done their exams and they come out with high grades. My daughter's doing her leaving this year and she's doing very well so far. She's done her mock stairs a couple of weeks back and she came out with great grades. My son passed his leaving, high grades, and now he's signed up for the Guards.
Okay, so you don't believe that it has any negative downside to be working as a teenager?
Absolutely not. Sure, my son has his own car now as well, fully insured. So I can't see full licence. So I can't see where the negativity is there.
Steve, I have to say, as somebody who worked as a teenager, now I'll be honest, I didn't do particularly well in my exams because I didn't like school, but I still managed to survive through life and get a decent job eventually.
Well, Adrian, I class them people who forced their kids to do these part-time jobs.
I
class them as bad parents.
Hang on for 1 second. Martin didn't force his kids to work.
No, my kids actually chose. My kids asked could they go to work, and we sit down and spoke to them if they can go to work.
Are you in a financial position to support your kids? Answer me that.
100%, yeah, I'm self-employed.
You are. So why then would you let your kids do a menial job? Why would you do that to them?
There is
humiliation involved. They'd be getting slayed by their mates. They'd be getting laughed at
by their
mates.
They're not getting slayed, Steve. They have.
I mean, that is disgraceful.
Tell me what's disgraceful about it.
It's disgraceful. You're putting your kid in a state of humiliation from their mates, getting laughed at.
Can you explain that? Well, Steve, when did you start work, Steve? What did you start doing when you were younger?
I worked for my dad as a young man, but I did my education first, mate.
And so are my kids. My kids have done that as well.
I got a private education as well. I'm very grateful for it.
Good for you.
Steve,
to be able to hand it over a job from their father. Some kids have to go.
That's neither here nor there. Basically, I'm in a situation where my boys don't have to work and they won't work. I wouldn't do that to them, Steve, as a parent
from Ballymun, okay, which a lot of people
say no more, mate.
Well, there you go, Steve. You know, you shouldn't even be on the air, honestly, Steve.
That says it all, mate.
With an attitude like that, Steve, you know, you don't give anyone a chance.
That says it all, mate.
Steve, I find your attitude just disgustingly patronising.
It's insulting.
No more to say, Adrian, to that bloke. No more to say. Go back to the towers, mate.
The towers aren't there anymore.
Isn't there a pub called the Towers? That's where you spend half your time.
Yeah, there used to be a pub called the Towers, Steve.
I don't frequent Ballymun, Adrian, so I wouldn't know too much about it. But certainly my boys wouldn't be working there, that's for sure.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today. Recruit.ie.
Hi, Francis.
I'm grand.
Now, Francis.
A little bit annoyed at Steve's attitude.
Okay, but let me firstly get your attitude to teenagers working.
Okay. Firstly, I think we're ruining a generation of children by not allowing them to work. I worked, I cleaned offices when I finished school.
What about when you were in school?
Yeah, right up from the time I was about 14, right up until I did my leave and cert, every evening. Well, I'd get the bus home from town and then I'd get the bus back into town.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem. What I do find that for all Steve's private education, what he hasn't learned is any decency and courtesy, the way he speaks to people. He's raring his children to look down at their noses at other people that will work rather than sign on the dole. And that I find disgusting. That I find not a good parenting. That he can see his kids are better than other people, that they're too good to sweep a floor or clean a toilet or serve chips or whatever it might be. I just find his attitude really condescending and disgusting.
And, okay, you were saying that from 14 you were getting the bus to work, you were cleaning offices, all the mm-hmm. while still in school. A lot of people would say that's disgraceful that you were out working at that age.
Why? I mean, it was a long time ago, but I find any kid that works has a good, it's character building. They usually have a good work ethic. What does people like Steve expect to do that when their kids graduate or whatever from college, that they're going to step in as MD of some company? You have to start somewhere and work up.
Okay, Steve, how do you, and I've already asked you this question, how do you hope that your children will learn a good, strong work ethic? And that is a desire to work, a desire to be productive and all of that. How are you going to instill that into your boys if they've never worked?
Adrian, I've already said that my boys have seen me from day one working 6-7 days a week. They understand what a work ethic is. They don't have to be doing a crappy job to learn a work ethic. They can see it through their old man, all right? They see me doing it 7 days a week.
But your attitude, Stephen.
Nothing wrong with my attitude, darling. Nothing wrong with my attitude. You've got a problem, not me, darling.
I don't have a problem.
If your parents force you out the door to clean offices as a teenager,
no,
I mean, that is abuse as far as I'm concerned. That's parental abuse, darling.
Excuse me.
Okay, Francis, let me ask you, and bring you back to this message that we got in the first place, where this lady talks about her daughter in fifth year having a part-time job in a shop, but mm-hmm. not one other person in her daughter's class has a job. And that would be not uncommon now for teenagers not to have a job.
No, it wouldn't be uncommon.
So Steve wouldn't be alone here.
He wouldn't be alone, but the thing that I find really infuriating about Steve is that Steve looks down his nose at people. Steve thinks he's better than allow his children to do what they want to do. I don't see anything wrong with a child going out and trying to earn a few bob for themselves. It shows courage, I think, on the child's mm-hmm. path.
Initiative.
The only people that would, nobody would laugh at that child. I don't know what upbringing Steve's kids have that he would think.
Well, now I'll give you an example, Francis, of something that Steve did mention earlier on. I know, and this I know this for a fact, of a teenager that went to work in a local fast food restaurant mm-hmm. and did get slagged by his mates to the point that he packed it in. I also know of other teenagers who, and I've overheard them saying, in fact, my own kid said it, I wouldn't work at McDonald's. No way. Now, whether you like it or not, that is real life.
It is. And I think we've ruined a generation. We're bringing up kids to feel entitled and privileged. And in some respects, that's not a bad thing. But on the other hand, it's disrespectful to other people. And if kids can think that it's okay to laugh and joke and make fun of people that do jobs like that, there's something wrong. We're not rearing our kids properly.
You see, Steve, I don't know what is wrong. When I was a young fella, like I said, I worked in a bar, I did lounge work, whatever. I didn't necessarily aspire to being a barman, but I thoroughly enjoyed the years I worked there. I actually learned a lot of bar skills that I still have to this day, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
Well, again, Adrian, I don't know anything about your upbringing or where you came from or nothing like that, or who your parents are or were. But, I mean, I can only presume or assume that your parents had very low expectations for you. I'm sorry to put it so bluntly, but that's how I see it. If your parents were happy for you to work at a lounge bar to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, just to get 20 quid in your pocket every week, I mean, to me, that to me shows a parent with low expectations of their kids. I've got very high expectations of my kids. That's why they have a private education. I want them mixing the right circles, and I don't want them mixing with people who are stacking shelves. Now, I make no apologies for that, Adrian. That's how I feel about it.
It's a disgusting attitude, I have to say. I find it a disgusting...
Why is it disgusting?
My point is that for life experience, my experience of working in a bar when I was a young fella has stood to me.
Agent, my kids will learn far more from their books than they ever will working in a dingy bar somewhere. I mean, that argument doesn't stand up, Adrian.
Yeah, but it wasn't a dingy bar. It wasn't a dingy bar I worked in. It was a nice hotel.
Well, that's neither here nor there. It was a bar you're working in. So, I mean, my kids will learn far more from their books than they ever will from working in a bar or in a local convenience store.
Frank, what do you want to say?
Steve, are you there?
I am here, yeah.
I think he's a bit of a walk-on mediator. I think he's all taking that chap serious. I think, number one, I don't believe that chap has kids.
Well, to be honest with you, Frank, we've spoken to this man on the show before, and he tells the same story every time he's on.
He does, yeah, he does. But he also, for a man that runs a successful business, any time I tune in...
And in fact, we also had one of his sons on the programme before, so...
No, we think he's a Walter Mitty, Adrian. I think he's a Walter Mitty, Steve. You're a Walter Mitty, Steve.
Oh, no idea who you are, mate. You're talking through your arse, really.
Where are you from, Steve? Is it South Africa?
No.
What are you talking about, you fool?
I can't understand what language, if you can't speak
the Queen's English, mate, then you're obviously a dunce, mate.
Frank, let me ask you, what is your opinion on teenagers working?
Absolutely nothing wrong with it, Adrian. Absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Do you think they should be encouraged to
work?
If
they want it, that's their own choice.
Okay, that's their own choice. And one last call. Very quickly, Rachel, what do you want to say?
Well, I've been working since I was 16. I'm now 29. I have a marketing. I have a career in marketing. So I fully disagree with what Steve is saying, because I know people who have been in the same situation in my class in college who were like Steve's children, who didn't really work at all. And I've got a job, a better job, quicker than they did.
Because you had previous work experience.
Exactly, because my lecturer, the head of my HR department, when I showed him my CV when I was finishing college before I did my master's, got looking to get out into full-time work, he was so impressed. He was blown away by my CV because I had managed to juggle and do really well in college and also work, because it showed that, well, this person actually has life skills. You can only learn so much from a book. I've had people in my jobs who've come straight from college and they don't have any social skills in an office environment. They don't know how to work.
Hmm.
It's that simple. So, I mean, this him saying
And these are things that you can only learn. You can't learn it from a book.
You can only learn so much from a book. I mean, when all of my brothers and sisters worked throughout college, were all in extremely good jobs. My brother is a teacher. Like, my parents always supported us throughout college, and it was always a case that if you wanted to buy things for yourself, then you worked. But college always came first.
Hmm.
And I think that made me into a better adult and actually better equipped in the workforce to be as successful as I am. And I'm only going to go up. So, I mean, I just think that Steve needs to take a step back and actually look at where his kids want to go in the future, because they're not going to learn it all from a book.
I totally agree with you, I have to say, Rachel. Why is it, therefore, that so few teenagers are actually working?
I just think the generation nowadays is a little bit, you know, more relaxed. And, I mean, I don't think kids realise the value of actually working.
Is it because they're lazy?
Yeah.
And that's the point that Olivia made in the first place, that she was horrified to find out that nobody in her daughter's class has a part-time job except her daughter.
I think it's shocking. I think that it's definitely something that needs to be supported by parents, because it's all well and good kids saying, you know, I don't want my friends to be laughing, but we'll see who has the last laugh when the teenager are coming out saying, oh, do you like all the new things I bought? Yeah, how did you afford that? Oh, well, I worked for it.
Hmm.
And then you'll see how quickly that this whole working thing catches on, because I think teenagers are disillusioned, and they think that, like, I've got, you know, people that I know who come out straight out of college and they expect to walk into a job, and
yes,
it does not work like that anymore. You have to work for it.
You
have to fight for it.
I agree with you. Steve, as a matter of interest, what will your sons do?
Well, the hope is that they will become professional people. That's my hope. Maybe a medical career, maybe a law career, a professional career.
But they'll be working with people, though, in the public, and surely them having the life skills that they've learned while being in college.
Don't give me sound bites about life skills and all this.
You need to open your ears for a minute,
you might learn something. Open your ears for a minute, love. You're talking a lot of waffle there, right?
Am I? Okay, sure.
The point is, darling, my boys work with me in the summertime from time to time. They've seen the work ethic for their old man. I work 6-7 days a week, so there's no problem about work ethic. They understand what work is. They don't need to be stacking shelves to learn a work ethic. That's my point.
I can afford to give
my boys a private education. And other people out there talking on this program this morning, maybe they can't afford that. And maybe there's a bit of envy out there, a bit of green-eyed monster, Adrian. People are not happy that they can't afford to give their children private educations.
And they have to make
their kids sweep floors and stack shelves. I mean, that's not my problem. My boys will have the very best in life. They mix with the very best people. That's what I want for my boys.
So your children will grow up having notions about themselves.
And that's exactly the word that was on the tip of my tongue,
yeah,
Rachel.
Because I doubt
notions.
Very much when they do summer work in your office that they are there on the ground actually mucking in. I would imagine they get about 3 hour lunch breaks. If that's the attitude that you have, that
they would work in a management capacity in my company, but they don't want to work for me. They've got loftier ambitions than working with their old man.
If you're saying that they work for you during the summer, how can you come in for the summer and work as a manager?
Nothing to do. Listen, these people will not. My boys will not be working in a menial job, darling. They're not going to do.
Well,
They're not going to do what my normal employees do. They're going to do something a bit more high grade. All right.
You've
heard the expression. Yeah, I hope it stays sunny. I hope they don't expect a job to just land in their lap. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't at all.
And I'd hate to see them having to learn the hard way, but. In my humble opinion, I see nothing wrong with teenagers working. I really don't. I think you do learn an awful lot from it. Like I said, I learned a lot when I was a young fella, and it stands to me to this day. I can pull a pint and I can make an Irish coffee.
But that's more than I can do, I have to be honest with you.
Well, you can't even make an Irish coffee.
No, that's the one. You know, I said earlier on at the start of this podcast, one of my first jobs was cleaning tables and working behind a bar. And the one thing I could not do was... make an Irish coffee.
Really?
Oh, the cream would always, you'd pour the cream on top of the coffee and
It's a skill I learned in the Cliny Court Hotel when I was only 14, and I've never forgotten it. And in fact, anytime we have friends around and somebody wants an Irish coffee, I'm the one that's sent to make it because I can still make them perfectly. That was it. That's my only skill.
There's a pair, and I'm sorry to Joanne who's been trying to get on for the last 10 minutes. We literally just ran out of time. Did you see Joanne's rant about Steve? Well, some of the words she called him, obnoxious pig, British bastard. I mean, there's no need for that. He's Irish, isn't he?
He is. Well, he's lived in Ireland since he was a teenager, I think.
Yeah, he said on this podcast before that he is actually Irish. That man is a smug fucker. God help his kids. I have to be honest with you. I think he is a smug fucker, but I'd love to be his kids.
What, not having to work?
I've always wanted a rich daddy.
Yeah, no, I have myself, I have to be honest.
Your kids do have a rich daddy.
What?
They do have a rich daddy.
Having a pot to piss in.
Yeah, haven't got a pot to piss in. Would you stop?
Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest podcast.
Oh, sorry, one more message there.
Yeah.
Adrian, why did you give him such an easy time? Grow a pair of balls, mate. By the way, that's from Matthew. Matthew, you were invited onto the podcast today and you chose not to. So it's not Adrian's job to make enemies. Sure,
absolutely
it's
not. All right. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. Thanks very much indeed for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.